1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show, and check out our website, philhendryshow.com. That's spelled philhendrie.com. philhendryshow.com. The country watched today with, I would say, a fair amount of interest with that small plane that was trying to land in Dallas. It was a teacher and a student. It was a flying instructor and a student in Dallas, Texas today, trying to land an airplane, and there was no landing gear. And that's got to be a fear that I think we all sometimes share that fear when we're coming in for landing. Have you ever thought that? Just, I wonder if the landing gear is going to drop down on this thing. It happened in Dallas, Texas today. I'm going to get Art Griego on the line here, who is a private pilot, flew commercially for many years. Art, how you doing?
I'm real good, Phil.
Did you follow the story today?
I did, and I can tell you it was... I don't want to comment directly on it, but I had kind of a smile on my face while I was watching them... put the plane down.
Well, here's the story. A small plane with landing gear trouble made a safe landing today near Fort Worth, Texas. Both men on board seemed to be okay. There was no fire. Did they flew that thing long enough to sort of burn up the fuel?
Yeah, that's what you do, but I have to tell you, again, I don't want to comment on this particular case, but I doubt very seriously whether there was any real trouble on that plane. And
why do you say that?
I'm sorry?
Why do you say you doubt that there was any real trouble in the plane?
Well, I used to be a flying instructor. I know a lot of guys that were flying instructors. I think sometimes it's fairly standard to get a student into a situation where they need to learn how to pull themselves out of it, and you don't know the situation of the instructor. Maybe there's a lot of reasons why you would... phoning up a crash and...
Whoa. You're talking about phoning up... Are you telling me that this thing today was phony?
Well,
I mean, I understand what you're saying here. Are you saying that this plane that was supposedly didn't have any... You're talking about it being a phony?
No, I'm not saying this one.
Well, what are you talking about?
No, I'm just talking about when I was an instructor, what a lot of times we would do. First of all, you have to understand a flight instructor has...
No, wait. Let me just back up. This guy flying around today with a student.
Right.
Were they in trouble?
I don't know.
So you're saying that maybe they weren't?
It's a possibility, yeah.
Well, what do you mean? In other words, what did they do? They radioed the tower and said, hey, we...
Yeah, you can radio the tower and say, oh, my God, the landing gear isn't coming down. And then you land it, and you look like a big hero, and I don't know who this kid is. I don't know... if the family has money.
What are you accusing this...
Phil, I want to be clear. I'm not accusing this instructor.
Okay, you're not accusing the instructor. So what are you saying? You're saying this is standard in the industry? People that fly, instructors phony up or dummy up or otherwise put on a crash?
Well, they didn't crash, okay? And I'm not saying... I'm saying when I was teaching, and a lot of guys that I knew were teaching, if you had a particularly difficult time, if you were in trouble, a lot of times you might lose your job. You didn't know what was going on from one day to the next. You'd make it look like, we're going to crash, and you land a couple of dollars from the kid.
Wait. So in other words, you did this?
Yes, I did.
When you were an instructor, you would pretend like you guys were going to crash?
All right, you could do a lot of different things. You could do what we call a wingtip. You could do a roll. We call a dry landing, a belly landing, or no landing gear. There's a lot of things.
To what end?
I'm sorry?
To what end? Why were you phonying up a crash?
Well, like I say, if you had a student whose family had money, if you were in a particularly tenuous position with your job, you wanted to impress your bosses at the flying school...
Then you would pretend like you came in on a belly landing and saved somebody's life.
Yeah, and then you'd probably save your job. And that happened to me on a couple of occasions. I had a drinking problem, and I'm a recovering alcoholic, but I did have a drinking problem at one time, and I was in danger of losing my job, so we did what was called a wingtip. And what a wingtip is you come in and you lightly touch the wing on the runway.
So you're coming in sideways?
You're coming in sideways, but you're on one landing gear. And the people are going crazy, and I didn't want to...
I mean, aren't you afraid your passenger's going to have a heart attack?
No, they don't have a heart attack. Well, the lady vomited, and that was all. But we had...
And what happened?
Well, they thought I was a big hero. They gave me money,
And you held on to your job?
Yeah, I held on to my job, yeah. it's not that bad of a, it's actually kind of amusing. If the students not paying attention, you scare them a little bit. You show them how serious flying is. I had a kid I used to take up. The dad wanted this kid to be some kind of a Charles Lindbergh, I don't know. And I said, oh, my God, we're out of gas. And I cut the engine. And this kid, the problem was is he had a an accident. He wet himself or something. So I couldn't.
Let me ask you something. I want to give our number to 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm with Art Griego, who's a private pilot. You're flying now, right?
Yeah, I don't do anything commercial anymore.
So you're up there flying around, scaring the crap out of your passengers. No, I just don't want to. You're scaring the crap out of your passengers. You're pretending like you're going to crash so you can get reward money.
It was something I did for fun. And sometimes I do it to save my job. You got to understand something. People that want to learn how to fly think that they're some kind of a Chuck Yeager. You know, they think they're big shots. They want to fly and they want to do this, they want to do that. Most people who fly don't even know how an airplane gets airborne. They don't. They go. Do the. What happens? Does God lift it off the?
You're kidding me.
No, I'm telling you. Flying students are the dumbest, stupidest people, and it got me irritated. And there was about a 6 month period there when I would just
fly around and try to scare the hell out of them.
That's yeah. And what happened was this thing that happened in Fort Worth today. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out later that the landing gear worked fine. And that the guy did it on purpose to scare the hell out of this kid and maybe get some reward money or something.
Which, you know, I want you to know right now, if you're actually accusing this guy.
I'm not accusing, I'm just telling you. People that take flying lessons, people that don't know how to fly, we call them earth people. They're so stupid. And I've got a little bit of contempt for them. They don't know what it is to grab a hold of the yoke, to see the nose lift off the ground, to feel that. The wind rushing through the, of course, if it's a pressurized cabin, you can die. So you don't want the wind rushing.
No, you wouldn't want that.
No, I mean, but I'm talking about if I'm low enough.
Yeah.
And
the wind rushing through. You mean the depressurized wind going through?
Well, no, I'm just saying you don't like a lot of. I don't like people. I don't like passengers. When I was a pilot, I hated them.
And so you want to screw with them?
Yeah, basically. When I was a commercial pilot and the flight attendant would come up and say, they're walking around back there, we got to do a drink service, could you throw on the fasten your seatbelt? And that's when we do a little, you know, bump and run, what we call a bump and run, just run it up and down, tell them to sit down, because...
You know, it sounds to me like...
You know, you turn the air conditioner on high and you can feel the wind in a pressurized cabin.
Yeah. It sounds to me like you have a problem, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you have a problem with passengers, and so in order to scare them, you would, you know, as a flight instructor, you'd try to pretend like the plane was crashing.
Yeah.
Are you proud of that?
Am I proud of it? I think it's a good question, Phil. No, I'm not proud of the, there was a woman who vomited, I told you. We had a guy who, I thought he was going to have a heart attack. But by the same token, I don't know who they think they are. Thinking they can be me.
What do you mean by that?
I'm a pilot. I love to fly. You can't, just not anybody can be a pilot. And if you think you're going to come out to the airstrip and get into the plane because your old man paid for your lessons, and you think you're going to be me?
And so you have this sort of contempt for these students.
Yeah.
Are you ashamed of that?
Not really. No.
Why not?
Because I'm a pilot. And nobody is, you know,
It's making you angry, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, yeah. I wish that plane today.
Well, I mean, you're having trouble catching your breath.
Oh, I just wish you would have crashed.
You're kidding.
No, I didn't want the instructor to die, but I wish that guy would have died.
The plane in Fort Worth today?
Yeah.
You know that some people, members of his family...
I don't care. I mean, I'm just telling you. You asked me a question.
Yeah, I asked you a question.
I'm telling you, I think... That plane today, I wish it would have crashed. I just don't think anybody can fly. And when I was an instructor, yeah, I screwed with them.
It's illegal, you know.
I don't give a crap.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You've just heard an interesting story from a former flight instructor, whatever you call him. What do you call him, Craig? You fly. A flight instructor? A former flight instructor. Thank you, Craig. And basically, he said that when he was an instructor, he tried to scare the hell out of his students by pretending like the landing gear wasn't down, belly landing on purpose, touching the tip of the wing on the runway, doing things that at least in two instances caused one woman to vomit, another kid to lose control of his bowels, all because he can't stand people who think they can be flyers. Is there a kind of an attitude among flyers that this is a sacrosanct profession that only certain kind of people? I guess it was that Tom Wolfe book, The Right Stuff. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
When you're a flying instructor, so when you're teaching students how to fly and you see an opportunity, look, I tell you what, I'll pretend like the landing gear isn't down, or I'll do that kind of a thing, because you can make a pretty good dollar if the kid's got money. Sometimes you get a raise from the flying school, the newspapers, the electronic media, they all want to talk to you. And the next thing you know, you're getting more business. And that happened to me briefly. As I told you, this one time I pretended like the plane was out of control. I actually landed this thing sideways. In auto racing, they call it a Brody. The tail just spun around almost 180 degrees. And the newspapers came out and interviewed me, and I got a good deal of fly business.
Because they thought that you were an out-of-control airplane and you saved that guy's life.
Yeah.
Why are you telling the story now?
Because I can't stand some of these guys getting away with it. I mean, I think that guy in Fort Worth...
Well, it's your opinion that guy in Fort Worth phonied up that crash so that he'd look like a big shot.
I don't know, but, you know... I mean, I was the guy that started it, and now a lot of these guys are...
You were the guy that started phonying up crashes to make more money. It's the goofiest thing I ever heard of in my life.
Well, it sounds nuts.
I mean, yeah, it does sound nuts. Phoning up a crash so that someone will give you reward money so that you can keep your job as a flying instructor. Here is Tiffany on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This is my opinion. I don't know who this guy thinks he is, but he's no better than anyone else, being a flight instructor.
Well, I don't say, I'm not the only pilot that feels the way
me.
I do.
You
most
know, I
most
think
pilots
pretty,
agree with me.
You know, I think it's pretty sick hoping that an innocent person will die, will pass away.
No, I don't want anybody to die.
No, you said that you wish that he would have died.
Yes,
that's
you did say
sick.
That.
You need some mental help.
Well,
you
wait
need
a minute.
Some mental help.
I got. Yeah, I was being emotional, okay?
You
need some mental help. Hoping somebody is going to die is sick.
Well, what makes
that
you
is
think,
sick and wrong.
Why does he have the right to go and be a...
No, you don't have any right thinking that way.
How come he gets to be a flyer?
How come you got to be a flyer?
Who cares what it is?
You're not
better than anybody else. And if they want to get a career in flying, let them. Go for it.
Why do they get to?
Isn't fair, sir.
Why did you get to?
Oh, let me tell you, Tiffany and Phil, there's something called The Right Stuff. I don't know if you heard, did you see that movie?
Yeah, I saw the movie.
Okay. When you have the right stuff, you got it going on. You know, you're a pilot. You can fly upside down, all kinds of things. Tiffany, I flew upside down over Fort Lauderdale Beach at 500 feet once.
That must have scared you.
That had never been done before.
Yeah, and I bet you got a fine from the FAA, didn't you?
I what?
I bet you got a fine.
I did get fined. It was against the law. But I'm saying it didn't scare me. Tiffany thinks it scared me. It didn't scare me.
You know, I don't know if you think that you're better than anybody else. We're all human. And my point is hoping that somebody will die in a plane crash. That's pretty sick mental health.
Yeah, I think that...
And you sound like you're jealous of rich children. You sound like you're very jealous. You sound like you need some issues worked out.
Well, I finally got out.
And you sound sick.
I finally got out from underneath them taunting me at school, and I got my pilot's license. And now here comes some rich kid thinking he gets to be a pilot.
So what?
Well, why are you the guy that makes the decision whether he gets to fly or not? And there you are pretending like, the landing gear doesn't work, just so you can watch the guy vomit out of fear and then get his reward money.
That is wrong and sick and wrong.
You like rich people?
You need some mental health.
Do you like rich people? I don't.
You know what? The money doesn't go with them when they die.
And the rich love to fly. That's hey, one way you can get back
out. You know what? Right. I can tell you, I live in a simple home.
This and one guy, I'll never forget.
Do you think it's fair that those people that live on the top of a mountain, do you think that I wish they would die just because they live on top of a mountain? I don't think so.
One time I was given flying lessons to this guy. He owned a lumber company. And I told him that we had run out of gas. And I saw the perspiration break out on his face. I could see he was having a hard time breathing. I thought I was going
to
lose
him. Were you lying to him? Did you lie to him?
I was lying, yeah. We had plenty of gas.
That's sickening. Why do you do
God,
that to people?
Why would
you
do that?
I'm done.
I can't.
You know what? I'm not
a
professional
fat,
here.
Rich ass.
I'm not a professional here, so I can't tell you what to
all right, so that's why.
But I can tell you about being a decent human being.
All right, but you can't.
I'm a decent human being.
You can't
and you sound like you need some serious help, and I'm done.
Well, you're
I'm
not
serious.
A doctor.
Don't talk to me anymore.
You're not a doctor.
Go to a doctor.
No, you're not. You can't recommend a doctor. You're not a professional.
Well, I'm not a doctor either, but I recommend that you need some kind of psychological therapy because...
Oh, don't give me that. Everybody, the rich have been getting it over on the poor for a long time. And if I screw with them a little bit, big deal. I can't count how many times I've taken some rich prick up and done my best to cause them to lose bowel control.
All right, watch your language, too.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry? Watch your language. Lose bowel control.
That's right. That's right.
1-800-44. I'm so aghast. I forget our phone number half the time around on this show. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Patricia. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Patricia.
Yes, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't believe what I'm hearing from this person, and he should be grounded.
Well,
as far as I'm concerned,
I think that unless you're a professional, I don't think you can make that decision, ma'am.
Well, I may not have a pilot's license, but I have family members who have pilot's licenses.
I've never killed anybody.
But you just thinking that today you would have wished that it happened is absolutely despicable.
We had a point system, and I'm not proud of it, but a lot of guys did this.
What do you mean a point system?
If you got them to wet their pants, it was 1 point.
You
if you got
them
to crap in their pants,
joke.
It was 2, and if they threw up, it was 3. And yeah, we were making a joke out of it.
Out of people's lives who entrusted you in good faith,
ma'am,
and paid you money to do something that you were supposed to be a professional instructor at.
I never killed a soul.
But you got people throwing up and losing control of their ability in the plane. And
you mean crapping in their pants?
Yeah, that's what I mean, crapping in their pants.
Does the FAA know about you?
The FAA?
Yeah. I hope
you
they do.
You mean the federal...
And
AVA?
I hope...
I don't know, which is that?
The Federal Aviation Administration.
Yeah, I
hope they're listening, or someone from the FAA
listening. I'm not giving lessons anymore. So.
You shouldn't be allowed in a cockpit anymore.
Why? I'm not teaching anybody anymore. What I'm telling
you
is...
Are you flying?
What happened over Dallas today could very well have been one big gag that the instructor and the student pulled on the rest of us.
Oh, man.
Well, look, my best month was 47 points. I got a guy to crap in his pants about 3 times. And, it was just the way
all
it was.
All I know is that things have
times.
A way of evening out in the end.
Do you fly?
Everything, things
you fly
have
in?
A way of equaling out in the end.
Well, that's true.
And
but
you don't sound like a very happy
if
person.
If you had been up flying with me, Patricia.
Yes?
I could have gotten you to crap, throw up.
Okay.
Yeah, but for a woman, it's extra points.
Oh, good. And I probably, when I got and landed, I probably would have turned you in.
How would you know? How would you know it's my fault?
I would have your name. I would have enough records checked
as a
professional woman.
Because I'm telling you now, you would have. But if I hadn't told you, you would have thought I saved your life. And you would have given me a reward.
No,
so that was the scam.
Said,
so that was the
I
scam.
Have, you I would, have family members who fly private planes.
So, in other words, the scam was you take up some well-to-do rich person, almost pretend like the plane crashed, and then get reward money from them.
Yeah. Patricia, you sound like you're about $1,000.
Okay. Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Art Griego is with us. And I want you to just be mindful of one thing. I think Mr. Griego's tiptoed around it. We're not saying, he says he's not saying that small plane that had landing gear trouble today was some kind of a phony. That was a real event. We'll be back with Art Griego and the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Mm-hmm.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
All right, when you were an instructor, you would fake like you had a landing gear problem so that the student would think that you saved his life and give you reward money, and your instructor, the bosses at the instructing school, would give you a raise.
That's correct.
All right, let me ask you a question. When the FAA or the NTSB went to check the plane, how do, you know, they know that there's nothing wrong with the landing gear.
No, you pull the fuse.
You what?
You pull the fuse. I mean, you pull the fuse that controls the landing gear so that then the FAA thinks, oh, it fell out, and you look like a big shot. I mean, I knew all the tricks, so don't even try to go there with me.
Well, it sounds to me like, you know...
No, I knew it all. I knew it. You could pull a bolt. You got a couple of bolts out of the prop, and the prop could fall off. And
the prop could fall off?
That's correct.
How would you land that?
You glide in.
So you just glide the plane in with the propeller?
Mr. Henry, I've been a flyer for a long... You know, there's a lot of things you can do. The prop falls off. You got two passengers who look like they're about to crap a green brick. Okay, you land, they're all over you with kisses and hugs. Oh, my God, oh, Jesus, H, or whatever the language they use. You saved our lives. Another thing they could do is you put water in the gas tank. And
aren't you screwing with people's lives when you do that?
No, I don't think so, because that's how good I was. I could land that thing. I even did this one time. I set fire to the interior, to the cabin. I had...
You what?
I beg your pardon?
What did you do?
I dropped a cigarette. And we had a fire. I had three passengers. We had a full fire. And
you're not afraid you're going to burn anybody alive? You're not afraid anybody's going to die? Or...
No, because you got it was hilarious. You kidding me? There's nothing wrong with it.
It was hilarious. You got a flaming cockpit, and you're 800 feet in the air.
All right, let me... One of the things you got to understand...
Hold on. Let me take a call here. Patty, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. How are you, Phil?
Fine, ma'am.
This guy has me upset. I was in the car, and I didn't have my cell phone with me, so I made a trip.
Oh, you're not upset.
And he's doing one of two things. He's pulling your chain and mine and every other pilot.
Right.
I was a pilot.
Exactly. Are you?
Yes. Not now.
Okay.
No,
Let me ask you, Mr. Griego, is this what you're doing?
What is that, sir?
Are you pulling our chain?
Mr. Henry, I'll tell you something. You had an event in Dallas today. And I came on your program to tell you some of the background of some of these events, these so-called life-saving heroic events. Some pilots, it's phony baloney. Now, I'm telling you the truth. And one of the things we used to do is save, if you had a female and you saved her life, I've gotten so much, and forgive me, Patty, I don't mean to be offensive, but I got so much ass from saving people's lives.
Okay. I don't need to know your story, okay, man?
Well, I mean, I
don't need to know
you. You don't need to talk like that. Anyway,
well, I mean, that's
I knew a lot of instructors. I flew. If I'd had an instructor like you, I'd probably be dead today because
no,
I've learned.
How do you say that? I've never killed anybody.
I know I would probably be dead because I wouldn't have learned good flying. You made the comment that most people that go up to take flying lessons or who want to learn to fly, they don't even know what keeps the plane up there. Well, of course
they don't
if you don't teach them. My instructor taught me two things before
flies.
We ever got inside that plane. One was what made that plane fly. Of course, that had to do with a fixed-wing aircraft of thrust, gravity, drag, and lift. You got to learn that first. Second thing was he taught me the outside of the plane to go around that plane completely because if he wasn't there, it was my responsibility to see that the bolts were on.
Well, I'll tell you this much.
No, I'm just saying, the things you're talking about...
No, I mean,
you were not a qualified instructor. You may be a good fly-by-your-pants pilot, but you're not a qualified instructor. You wouldn't have done the things
First of all, your teacher lied to you. There's no such thing as lift. That's some phony baloney term they come up with.
Wait a minute. Lift, Patty and Art, you guys are leaving me and a lot of our listeners in the dust.
It's a different term, Phil, but it's lift? When the air goes across the wing, the top of the wing is longer than the bottom of the wing, which creates a ripple in the air, which makes the air lighter, and so it goes up with the thrust.
She's
you have to have thrust
her,
before you can have lift.
She's quoting her flying instructor,
no,
but she doesn't even know what the hell that means, what she just said.
Yes, I do.
It's bullcrap.
Well, it's not bullcrap.
Well, what
sir.
Makes a plane fly?
Nobody really knows.
Well, they couldn't design them if they didn't know.
Well, they know up to a point, but we don't really know. We don't know. We don't. We don't really know why.
We don't really know why a plane flies.
Look, the propeller falls off, and I'm still flying. Figure that out. I'll tell you this, I gave some of my female passengers some pretty good thrust.
That's just great. Very happy to know that.
Well, you asked.
You asked, A-S-S-E-D?
And now, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I'm going to try one more phone call. Gene, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Phil, how are you?
Yes, sir.
This is Gene from Chicopee.
Yes, sir.
I'm in a different field than this man is. I think he's a blooming idiot. All right? I'm an instructor, but
I'm an idiot.
A bus driver instructor. All right? I handle lives.
Have you ever heard of Lyft?
Pardon?
Have you ever heard of Lyft?
Have I ever heard of a Lyft?
Of Lyft. Thrust and Lyft.
Listen, like I just said,
do you
I'm
use
a bus
that
driver
in,
instructor. Listen
you,
to me.
Do you use that in buses?
No, because they don't fly.
All right. I well, still handle lives.
You do what?
I still have people, lives, you know? You don't go pulling baloney like this.
Wait a second.
You should be grounded.
You know how much ass I got?
I don't want to know how much ass you got saving people's lives, okay?
Well, I was just trying to tell this guy, Chick, or what's your name?
Never mind what my name is. I'm just telling you what I think of you.
He's calling from Chickabee.
I think you're a jerk.
Sir,
you should be grounded. You ought to be tossed in jail.
Sir, the only place where you use thrust and lift is in a bedroom. Hello?
He's gone. So am I. Good luck. And that guy is teaching people how to fly. There's no such thing as lift. Hey, how do planes fly? We don't really know. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, everybody. This is Vic Perrell. And welcome back to the Phil Henry Show. It's time now for How Many Beers Will It Take? Hosted by Bob Dickman. This is the contest that asks you, how many beers will it take for you to do the bump ugly with some skank? Yeah, baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab. And now here's Bob Dickman.
Thanks a lot, Vic Perrell. I'm Bud Dickman. I'm the host of How Many Beers Would It Take? This is a game that asks you, you know, like, how many beers it would take. We have with us here today R.C. Collins, and we have also Jeff Dowder. Okay, and R.C. Collins is on the phone from his house, and also is Jeff Dowder. Hey, R.C., how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. This is going to be bitching.
And Jeff Dowder?
Yeah, man, I'm here. Dude, you don't have to yell.
What?
You don't have to yell.
Okay, just hold on for a minute. We're going to play How Many Beers Would It Take? All right, now, you ready, R.C.?
Yeah.
The first name, Angelica Houston. How many beers would it gonna be to take? First, Jeff Dowder.
Who?
Angelica Houston. She's like in the Addams Family.
Whoa. Angelica Houston's probably gonna be four tall boys.
R.C., how many beers it take?
Yeah, probably a six-pack of Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Okay. I probably, it would for me be two beers and if she'd buy me dinner.
Good luck on that.
Okay, Angelica Houston. Okay, next one is Oprah Winfrey and I'm Bud Dickman, right?
Yeah, I'm R.C. Collins.
Were you asking yourself?
I almost asked myself. R.C. Collins, how many beer would it gonna take?
Well, let's see. I'd pay Oprah Winfrey. Are you talking about Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah.
No, I'd pay her.
You'd pay her?
Well, sure. Wouldn't you?
No way. I'd not pay Oprah Winfrey. You must. It'd take a sixer of Ice House for me.
Yeah, a case of hard cider probably for me on that. No way would I pay her.
Dude, I'd be looking for a justice of the peace in the morning.
Yeah, whatever.
You're sick. Afternoon
divine. Go to the next one, man. It's sickening.
I'd be looking for a justice of the peace.
Afternoon divine. right, next one is Madonna.
Whoa. I'd need some spackle to cover in that space between her teeth, but if you did that, it'd probably only take two or one beer.
Two or one beer, KRC. Madonna.
Can I bag the head?
Yes, you may.
Okay, if I can bag the head, that would be a glass of sherry.
Okay, one glass of sherry, and for you, or for me...
You're next, man. You already asked me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I would probably want to relax with a bowlful before I attempted to climb that mountain, so a bowlful.
So you'd smoke a bowlful?
Yeah.
Okay, and... Yeah, man, you need to spackle in her teeth. No, that was you! I need to bag the head!
Oh, yeah, I was gonna...
Okay, never mind. We're already done with Madonna, you spoogers.
Spooge this!
Yeah. Shut up! Okay, now the next name, Nancy Reagan. How many beers would it take?
Oh, man, I'd have to huff a whole can of Right Guard and drink Ripple straight from the bottle.
KRC?
Night train, 100 proof.
Okay, and I'd huff hairspray. Rubbing sticks and stones together. As I need, and I don't know if you can get any of it anymore, but I'd also need a clothespin for my nose. Rockets
in flight. That's harsh. Afternoon
delight. Word. Okay, and the next name on how many beers would it take? Martha Stewart.
That's not a problem. Martha Stewart, I would sniff a Mark's lot. That's all I need.
Yeah, I think Martha Stewart's frightening. I drink a keg of Doc's Hooch.
I'd hyperventilate. All right, Mary Tyler Moore, how many beers would it gonna take?
Oh, man, that is so very deeply spooky.
Who goes first, me or him?
I'll go Jeff.
He's talking to me, man.
I would, who'd you say?
Mary Tyler Moore.
I'd need 12 beers and some surgery.
Okay,
What do you mean, I?
I, me. That's 12 tall boys for Mary Tyler Moore, RC?
I'd pay her $50 if she could keep her teeth off of it.
What?
Okay, $50 if she can keep her teeth off of it. That's really funny.
Food.
All right, next name is Glenn Close. How many beers would it take?
Well, thank you very much, but with all due respect to Ms. Close and what she's contributed to the American stage, I could not do her without first sniffing ether.
Okay, RC needs to sniff ether. Jeff?
Yeah, that's got to be unconscious to me.
What do you mean unconscious me?
I mean, I'd have to be unconscious.
All right, Glenn Close, I need to do ether too.
Who's next?
All right, our next name on how many beers would it take? Paula Poundstone.
Yeah, by bringing her name up. Okay, who'd you say?
I said Paula Poundstone. How many beers would it take?
Okay, you, just by mentioning her name, man, you violated at least 3 articles of the Geneva Convention.
I would drink 16 beers and I'd hold my breath.
Well, let's see. I'd do Miss Poundstone after drinking a nice aged port wine.
Whatever, man.
Okay, that's Paul Poundstone. Alanis Morissette.
9 beers.
Okay, I would do about 120 beers.
Bowlful of hairspray. And when
it's right, alright, we've left the best for the last. Dr. Ruth Westheimer, RC Collins, how many beer it gonna take, Dr. Ruth Westheimer?
Well, again, I would have to pay her on account of she knows all about sex.
What are you talking about?
I'd pay Dr. Ruth.
Why?
Because she knows about sex, it would probably be sweet. And it would be heavyweight.
Dude, she's like a crushed dwarf or something, man. It'd be like making love to a scrunched up person. Are you nuts?
What are you talking about, man? Think about it. Just think about it. Dr. Ruth Westheimer knows more tricks than a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine.
Dude, she's a midget. She's
all hammered looking.
Okay, well, so what would you do?
Dude, I'm there. Dr. Ruth Westheimer, I am all over that. How about you, bud? What are you doing?
I'm playing taps on account of your... Your wiener will shrivel up and drop away on a...
No kidding, man. Are you nuts or something? Dr. Ruth Westheimer, she looks like she's been hammered with an ugly cane. Yeah!
Okay, now, here's another name on... What are you going to do? How many beers is it going to take? How many beers do you want to drink? Katie Couric.
Oh, God. That's a lot of beers.
Well, how many?
It's a lot. I don't know if you have enough money.
I'm not buying. How many beer you take?
That's two cases.
Jeff Dowder.
Who's Katie Couric?
Yeah.
Well, the whole trip is her mouth's crooked, man, so you could get very seriously scarred. I'd say... Just for the pain, I'd need five beers and a needle full of Novocaine for just the skin area.
Okay, that's good. All right, how many beer it take Mariah Carey?
If I could get her in the house. Yeah, that's the whole thing, man. First of all, your friends are going to see you sneaking her in the back door. Secondly, you'd have to knock out the back door to get her in.
You guys are cruel. She in nut house. She not well.
Oh, she in nut house. She not well. Well, okay there, P.T. Barnum. Why don't you go ahead and just befriend Jumbo, man, and we'll wait outside. Yeah. And by the way, get those peanuts salted in the shell, too.
You're mean. Mariah Carey, I think she good looking. All right, here the next one.
Mariah Carey, she good looking. Yeah, thank you, Tarzan.
All right, the next one, Jackie Collins.
I don't know who she is. Yeah, we don't know who that is.
She write book.
Which one?
I don't know, a book.
Is she old?
Yeah.
How old?
Well, if she's old, wouldn't it take a lot of beers?
Not necessarily. There's some older chicks, like some of the poon that hangs around my mom. I'd do it in a heartbeat. I'd pay big money. Yeah, that's true. Older women sometimes, man. They can crank it. Don't yank it. Just crank it.
Okay, so what it gonna be, Jackie Collins?
How old is she?
About 57.
Ooh. Ooh. That's scary, dude. Yeah, that's gonna have to be. That's Jack in a water back, dude. About five of them before I even get in the car. Yeah, no doubt about it. That's probably like some brandy or something from my dad's liquor cabinet.
Okay, Jackie Collins, brandy and the Jack with a butter back. Allie McBeal.
Allie McBeal? She's my dream girl, man. I'd give her $50. Yeah, no doubt about it, man. I'd pay her probably. I wouldn't pay her 50. How much? I'd give her 25.
Okay, Allie McBeal, you would not have to drink no beer. You pay?
Yeah, me don't drink no beer. Me pay.
Shut up, Spooge, jerk, dope.
Jerk, dope.
This Phil Henry Show.
What a retard.